Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hello? Is this a new episode? I'm scared.
No, this is a bunch of old bullshit we did before.
Hi, Threedom listeners. This is Paul.
This is Scott.
And I'm Lauren. And that was a clip from the fairy tale play.
Threedom in the Woods. What if we did an episode in the woods?
Let's do it.
Like Shakespeare in the Park.
The COVID can't get us there.
No, it can't. It can get you at Dodger Stadium, though, apparently.
I know. Apparently.
Guys, we want to just thank you so much for being such great fans.
Thank you.
I just want to say I'm crying.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, daddies
you, we
and
wouldn't
mommies.
Have the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Seriously, though, and I know we've had a lot of fun on this podcast, but now it's time to take it down several notches and get on the serious tip. We just want to thank you so much.
Paul, Scott.
I'll sit this one out.
Can you go to the Threedom Instagram and read your latest caption out loud?
No, I don't want to.
What? Come on.
First of all, it won't even be the latest one. I'm sure you're going to add some more bullshit.
So what? This will be the one that's one from today.
I don't even know how to get to it.
I think
Threedom USA on Instagram.
I don't know how to get to it.
Do
don't
it.
Make me pick up my phone.
Please.
Oh, like your screen time isn't 8 hours a day.
Is that what yours is, Paul? 8 hours?
Mine's probably 23.
23.
I told you on this show about the week that it said it was 23, and I was like,
I told you about
what?
The week it was 23.
Told you about the fool of the year.
23 and me is actually about your screen time.
Oh, guys. Fuck. Lauren, that was savage.
You got roasted, bitch.
That was savage.
Ratioed.
You got ratioed.
I am here for it.
What is this? You're listening to Threedom, and this is new, but we're about to hear us in the past.
Yeah, right now we're in the future because you're hearing this after we did it. So you're here. We don't know when you're hearing this. So it's the future.
It's the future
and
to
honestly,
you, to us.
It might be the future on the old episode to you.
It's
definitely the future to the people who are talking on the earlier episodes. Like they couldn't even conceive that this was going to happen.
That's true.
We didn't have the knowledge that we have now. We were ignorant fools.
Actually, I was listening to one of the old ones. Hearing
don't you
us.
Have a new baby?
There was something I wanted to hear on the episode, but I was listening to part of it and
Was it us advising you not to have a baby?
Yeah. And I was like hearing us talk about something that hadn't happened yet. And it was weird to hear us be so ignorant.
Well, listen to us be ignorant on this show.
Was it the one where we say there will never be an insurrection on the Capitol?
Yes. Yes. And we said we could never imagine such a thing. It wouldn't happen.
The worst thing is we recorded that on January 7th.
I know. We were all asleep on January 6th.
Yeah. We were waiting for our Epiphany presents.
What's that?
Don't worry about it.
From Epiphany.
I thought you said
little blue boxes.
Yeah. I think you said Epiphany presents. And I thought that's what I thought too.
Breakfast at Epiphanies. Guys, have some epiphanies while you listen to this show. Like, let us guide you through some personal epiphanies, some aha moments that you may have while listening to us.
Maybe you'll think like, aha, I don't like hearing these twice.
And maybe you'll think, aha, I'm going to go buy some aha because I saw Lauren in the commercial for aha sparkling water.
Take on me.
Take on
Take on this podcast. Enjoy it. We will be back soon. But until then, listen to this in remembrance of us.
Freedom!
Hi, welcome to Threedom. This is Scott.
This is Lauren.
This is Paul.
We're all eating chips.
Yummy!
Yummy! Let's change this show to yummy.
Okay.
Hit it, Kevin.
Ready? Here we go again. And
the moment's gone.
Yep. Thanks, don't Kevin. Don't ever do it. Turn that off,
Throw
Kevin.
Throw it in the trash.
Throw yourself in the trash. Get into that trash can. That should be part of his punishments. Get into that trash can right now.
Put your butt in it.
Put your butt in it.
Trash can.
Put your butt in that trash can, Shevin. Shevin is putting his butt into the trash can. Lauren's going to take a picture. That's what you deserve.
That's on it. Get in it.
In it. In it. This is what you deserve. Whoa, he fell over. He fell over from putting his butt in a trash can.
It broke.
It broke? Shevin is so fat, he breaks a trash can when he sits in it.
Yo, Shevin's so fat, he breaks.
When he sits on a trash can, he breaks it. Too far.
Too far. Sorry, Shevin.
Welcome to Threedom. This is a show where this happens. And if you
Nothing else.
Are not on board with this, well, well I'm goodbye. Sorry for you.
And I'm sorry to all the people who hate when I eat.
But... You know, sorry.
Do people give you a hard time about that? I don't feel like you eat on mic a lot.
I think I'm probably done. I'm raised by TV.
I hate when you eat, just in general.
Yeah, I know. You're always trying to get me to never do it again.
Please stop. Make this your last meal.
You're trying to get me to starve to death.
Please don't ever eat again. Don't drink water either. You're just a mummy next time I see you.
You said.
That's all you say. You said.
Next time I see you. Lauren, you're a mummy now?
You like pull up in your Escalade. You're a mummy. You said.
I have an Escalade now.
Wait, I don't know. You got so successful from being a mummy.
You leave here. You never eat or drink water again. You buy an Escalade.
She became a superstar mummy.
No, because I saved all the money on food.
Yeah. I'm going to buy an Escalade with this.
How much is an Escalade?
I don't know.
100 grand.
Shevin, look up how much an Escalade is. What if I bought you one?
50 dinners.
I'll say 80,000.
80,000? I have no idea. I'm not a car person.
Me neither. I just think if a car is shiny, it's nice.
Mm-hmm. I just think of a car, it's shiny and nice.
So you're hanging out the exit to the car wash just like, wow.
Oh, my God. Gleaming. Shevin, what do we got?
75,000.
Hey, I was right there.
$1.
I added 5 for a new sunroof.
a new one. They have only old sunroofs.
Tear this old sunroof out. Put in a fresh new one.
I mean, pop chips. Sea salt flavor.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I love them.
We should be sponsored by them, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I'll say anything they want.
Okay. Say that you like...
Anything they want.
Pop chips cured my leukemia.
Luke, I'm your father.
I am your leukemia.
Okay, we've already gone off the rails.
Okay.
The idea of someone hearing that and then only eating chips to try to fix a big problem.
I guess it works. Paul F. Tompkins said it.
It's like if you got that from those Jared commercials for Subway, like, I've been eating 5 sandwiches a day and I keep gaining weight.
Do you think he's getting his ass beat in jail?
Isn't he in Saul?
Is he?
Better Call Saul. I don't know. I would think so. Wouldn't he be in solitary?
I hope he's licking his own ass.
Yeah. I hope he's licking his own ass.
I hope he's trying to and his head gets caught in his butt.
He probably went to one of those country club prisons where all the commercial guys go.
Yeah, like who are the commercial guys? Papa John's.
Papa John's there.
What did he do?
I don't know.
I saw some tweet thing yesterday about him.
He said a word he shouldn't say.
Yeah, he said the N-word on a conference call. And then later said he was pressured to say it.
Come on, say it.
Papa John, you got to do this.
Oh, Papa John, that's so insane. Yeah. What? How could you ever be pressured into that?
Come on, say it, Lord.
No!
See how easy it is, Papa John?
Look.
Look. What, Lauren?
I am
what are
your
you typing?
Father.
Look, I am your father.
Look. That's actually Look. What he's saying the whole time.
I'm your father.
Look, let me sell something.
There's no difference. It's just a film flub. Everyone thought it was Luke.
Film flub.
But there's absolutely no difference in intent Look. Between Luke, I'm your father, and Look, I'm your father. Same
Look.
Thing.
Look. Yeah, when Darth Vader was being real reasonable. Look.
Look.
I am your
At
father.
At the end of the day. Look.
I'm your father.
Have you noticed that after, like, since the Obama presidency, when this started when Obama was president, and now people do it all the time on TV. You see pundits do it. You see politicians do it. Like saying look all the time.
I've noticed this. Look.
No, I haven't noticed that.
It once you notice it, you see it a lot.
I'm so sick of politics right now. I don't want to watch that. I'm just really sick of it all.
It's a real drag.
I just really want it to be better.
Remember when everything was happy? Because yeah. we didn't pay attention. We were mindless sheep.
I was thinking I tweeted like a joke a few years ago.
I love it. Tell us.
And I'm so proud, you know, that I had that moment in my life.
Yeah. play the song for the speech. Do a speech.
Okay.
Play our song, our speech song. Shevin, keep these queued up. God damn it, you're going to sit in that trash can again if this doesn't come on right now.
We need a stronger trash can.
We'll have you break every trash can in this office.
Okay, so a few years ago, I made a tweet. Wrote it, I could say. and it was...
Composed.
I composed a tweet. They said, what are you up to? I crafted a tweet.
Penned.
I penned a tweet with words from my own mind that were as follows.
This is fucking insane. This song, what you're saying, is all crazy. All right, go ahead.
I wrote... Everyone can make a difference, but it's so slight that there's basically no point.
That was your bio.
It was my bio for a while, but after Trump, it wasn't funny anymore because I feel that everyone should try to make a difference. But before,
I got some rules to follow.
It seemed so easy to be alive before Trump was in presidency.
Yay!
And my speech is done.
All right, speech is done. We all have to say our speech is done, and then that's how we know the music ends.
It was like the kind of joke you could only make when everything was easier. Of course, there were a lot of problems at the time, but I'm just saying now everything's so crazy every day that like it just that kind of joke, which also was it was a joke about apathy. I'm not really an apathetic person, but
you have any more qualifications to this story?
I'm 5'10".
Are you really?
Yeah. Well, you didn't know that.
How would I know that? I'm not sitting around measuring you.
Well, yeah, you are. First of all, you just never wrote it down, I guess. You never wrote it down.
Wrote it down. You went down.
You are constantly measuring
like
people.
Like I measured
and
the
never
top of your head.
Down. Yes.
And I never went down to your feet.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's good enough right there.
It's maddening.
I guess my feeling
is. Keep doing it.
My feeling is, of course, you know that because. Are you often asked how tall you are?
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like I'm asked that all the time when people meet me.
But I don't give a shit.
I know you don't, but I'm saying you probably would have come up and you would have heard it at some point.
I've
never asked anyone how tall they are.
Look, I did it the other day.
I've never
look.
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 Look, I did it the other day to a woman who was taller than me, and I was like, I hate to be the
Who's this woman?
She's a new actress on Crashing.
Oh.
Her name is Maddie Wise. She's
and
really
she's taller than
cool.
you, so she's like 5'11 or above. Oh.
But she wasn't positive about that.
She wasn't positive that she was 6'1"?
What?
Does she need me to measure the top of her head?
Yeah, she needs you to.
Does she need to go to the doctor?
Maybe. I don't know. But so, I was like, I never really asked people that because I'm always asked that, and I'm like, who cares? But I was like, well, you're taller than me, and now I'm curious how much taller you really are.
Sure.
Because we're both also wearing heels. It was like hard to know.
Have you ever asked anyone shorter than you how tall they are?
I don't think I typically do that.
You never do like a how tall are you down there?
Yeah. How short are you?
How short are you? Oh. Were you always tall? Were you always...
Yeah.
Or well, were you
from
small?
Like eighth grade, I was 5'8". Sophomore year, I was 5'10".
So
I leveled out, babe.
You just topped off.
Were you always tall?
I think I was always tallish. Yeah, taller than most of my friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a baby at one point.
I was a tall baby. I was the longest baby anyone ever seen.
I was I was tall in grade school, and now I'm getting shorter.
You're getting shorter? Are you really?
Yeah, I was 6'2 in grade school.
What?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. What? Hey.
That's freaky.
I was just doing the best I could.
I think you're freaky, and I like you a lot.
What? Who's the tallest child? Tallest under 10.
Currently?
Yeah, tallest under 10.
According to Variety?
Yeah. Who are the tallest children
under
10?
10 tallest kids under 10.
10 tallest kids under 10. Shevin, look it up, goddammit, or else you're going in the fucking trash.
Do you think anyone's ever been on one of those 30 under 30 who lies about their age?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What are the 30 under 30? Like those, comics under 30?
Yeah, or whatever. Okay. Or just like Forbes. Like
I always seem to remember the Friends when they first came out. I seem to recall there was a Rolling Stone article where all the women gave their ages. And then all of the ages after that disappeared. And then they all said that they were like 5 years younger than they actually were or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
You don't? How old are you?
32.
Mm-hmm.
And my age is well out there now.
I know.
Like,
well, that's the thing. Is when I was 30, I was like, fuck it. Just put my age out there.
Right. But I also, we have talked about this. I'm not getting spanked for this. We've talked about this. But I just think that,
pick up the pen, maybe when I'm older, just in case.
I'll find it a little more.
You'll be a little more protective.
I won't
want
to share it as much. But I'm also like, but I don't really care. I admire older women who are their age. And I'm like, I think that's cool. I'm like,
yeah, you know,
interested in knowing, oh, this actress is 52 and she's been doing this for this long and this is her life. And she's, you know, I just like, it's cool. It's life.
I was friends with a couple. And when they broke up, I was more friends with the guy. And then,
yeah, bros before hoes.
Yeah, always.
Well, because I knew him first.
Yeah,
and then
he was before a hoe.
But I did remain friends with the
hoe.
With the hoe.
I got you to say it. Yeah. That was an atypical joke for Ball. That's why it's so delightful.
So when she. She is an actress, and she accused me of putting her age on IMDb.
What?
Why would you do that?
I don't know why she thought this, but she, in her mind, it was crystal clear that because I sided with him in their breakup, I did. She told me this years later, and then I was like, did not do that, and I could tell that she.
I did not do that.
I could tell she. It sounds like Dr. Seuss. She didn't believe me, and she still might to this day think that I did that.
I
don't even know how you would do it.
You could go add it as information on their
you
page.
You can. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that seems easy. Still, I guess I'll go do that.
I don't know how you would go about doing that. Well, you'd do this. Oh, all right.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I'll do
that. I guess now I know.
I don't know if I've talked about this, but it's on this topic.
Get the pen.
I just know somebody who lies about their age, and it drives me insane. And she says she's 10 years younger than she is, and she's
10
older
years!
Than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 years.
So she's younger than me, according to her, like...
So she says she's in her 20s.
Yeah. And there's proof of where she went to college and when she graduated and stuff. And I'm like, so you got your MFA at 15? Like, no. I know. There's facts out there. But
is it Mary Holland?
Yeah, bitch. No, but it drives me nuts. And I also feel
crazy.
Like it puts a rift. I think it creates a rift that I'm unable to cross in terms of a friendship where I'm like, I can't even like, I don't feel comfortable asking you basically anything because
right. If you lie about the most basic.
Yeah.
But is it something where she says, oh, no, I tell everyone
she
that professionally?
Told, or does she sort of told me one
does
time.
She act like, oh, no, I'm 20, whatever?
What does she do?
She sort of, where did that come from?
That's the spanking pen.
Oh.
This is not the spanking pen. It should be.
It's a
cat. It should be because it's got a little cat on the end.
Wait, is that
the spanking pen? It's not even a Sharpie? It's just some capless ballpoint?
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
No, the spanking
pen... The indignity.
We need one of those things with a little hand on the end. She at one point said... She kind of said, like, I'm actually older than that. And then when we tried to find out the truth, she would not go further. And then I just did my own sleuthing online.
So you're a creep.
Yeah, but it's mostly out of my... furious anger.
Oh, okay. So well, you're a furiously angry
I think there's something
creep.
About it that bothers me, which is like the idea that you get a lot of credit for being as good as you are at a young age.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, you were only 22 when you started and you're so amazing and at 22 when you got this thing and you did this and that. And then like, so everyone's going like, she's like a prodigy.
A wunderkind.
Like, but she's not. And then I also go like, it's also fine to have been working at something for 10 years and then get success. Yeah. That is impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are you trying to buy? Yeah. It's annoying.
I got to guess who this is.
I'll tell you later.
No, I want to guess on air.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Isn't I don't have any weird friends like that.
Well.
Why did you look at me?
I'm just trying. The IMDb thing is crazy to me.
Am I your weird friend?
No, well, I guess so.
I mean, I'm a weird guy, right?
IMDb is annoying, though, because it's very easy to add information but difficult to delete.
It is.
And that's why she would be so annoyed.
I did a show show for MTV a million years ago called Super Adventure Team, where it was before World Police, that Trey Parker, Matt Stone
Team
movie.
Team America.
It was a parody of those Super Marionation shows.
Dana Gould made it, right?
Yeah, Dana Gould. Yeah. And it was a really funny show.
It was a parody of Thunderbolts?
Yeah. And it was really funny, but it was...
What was it called?
Super Adventure Team.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard of that, but I want to look it up.
And but because it was non-union, we all used pseudonyms. And mine was Francis Mount Pleasant. And so it was credited... on IMDb.
Oh, wow, I remember this.
And so I made up a whole like bio for Francis Mount Pleasant. And then at some point, my bio and that bio got merged. Oh. So I had listed Francis Mount Pleasant's height as 6'5" or something like that. Then I would have all these people. Every once in a while, not all the time, but every once in a while, somebody would say to me, like, you're not 6'5". I'm like, I know I'm not 6'5". I know that.
And if you were going to lie about your age, why would it make it that extreme?
If I was going to lie about my height,
your height.
Yeah, I'm 6'5". Yeah.
So here's what I have to say about
it. The most easily disprovable thing.
Here's what I have to say about your story. So you're already up to IMDb hijinks.
It does check out.
You know?
But she didn't know that I had done this. She didn't know that I'd done this.
But we do.
And now we can go, seems a little bit fishy.
Seems a little bit fishy.
Do you think this seems a little bit fishy?
I think it seems a little bit fishy.
If I swear to you two that I did not.
Get in the trash can.
Play the song.
Play the song. Swear. Get in the trash can.
I'm not getting in the trash can. All right. Because I've done nothing wrong. I swear to you.
Solemnly?
I do solemnly swear to the both of you, my colleagues, my companions, my friends, I did not post that actress's real age on the Internet Movie Database.
While we're here.
You have something to say?
Paul F. Tompkins.
I just think that if you...
My speech is over. My speech is over.
No, but she's giving a speech.
Start from the beginning. No.
Start from the beginning or get in the trash can. You realize you can just use the back arrow. Okay.
Can't do it.
Excuse me, I'm making a speech. My speech begins as follows. I feel like in a relationship, you need to have some rules that will help you.
Some new ones, perhaps?
Pre-existing rules?
What are these
rules? They're new, just to help you kind of navigate. So, number one, I would say, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone.
Or he's sad.
Or sad.
Yeah.
Two, don't let him in. You'll have to kick him out again.
So you should have no contact with this person?
Just until he figures it out. Let's just recap. One, to pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's sad and alone.
All right, we got to go to a break.
Is that a crackling fire?
Paul started a fire. We'll be right back.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It sounded like, by the way, he was asking for a ransom. I have the world's tallest child below 10 years old.
All I need from you is $30,000 and an Escalade.
We don't have any money. Are you willing to
you
share
have
this?
20 minutes. Yes.
His name is Karan Singh from India. He's 8 years old and he's 6 foot six.
Oh my
Whoa.
God.
You have a picture?
What?
Yeah. That is devastating.
Let's
what do you do?
Check it out.
With that?
I hope this info isn't coming from IMDb.
Yeah, I added that.
Check it out, Shevin. This is a true Shevin.
Oh, my God. Look at that
He
kid.
Looks like the teacher.
He looks like the teacher.
That
he
is the most like confusing image.
Yeah. I'm confused.
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
My brain break.
My brain
Do you think
hurts.
He's going to get even taller, or does he remain?
Nope.
That's going to be it?
I think that's going to be
hope
it.
That's it.
And then I think the other kids are going to get taller than him by next year.
Do you think this is some sort of like nuclear reactor
yep.
town or something?
Yep.
What is that? That's crazy.
What is that? Man, aren't you glad that you're not one of them? Were you
Orangey
ever,
glad.
Were you, Lauren, you're tall for a woman. Were you, are, woman. Have you, has that always been positive for you?
No. I think I was can the fire stop? I think I was, I know I was self-conscious about it growing up and would slouch a lot.
Really?
And I still feel like I'm working on that now. But
working on slouching? Let's see
yeah,
you try.
But
you nailed it.
I also think it was one of those things with like, it's difficult to be taller than boys and like also in acting roles. Like I think that can,
it's bad. I find it to be bad in acting.
We talked
for me.
About this
on this show.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I.
Shevin.
I feel. Okay, we talked about it maybe in life.
Okay, I don't know. I
don't think we've talked about it on the show. I don't remember talking
about
it on the show.
Then okay. I was saying that I think I have lost a role here or there because
I feel like
the
we've,
person
I think you've talked
is,
about this on the show. Shevin, go ahead and spank
that
her.
That is not how it works!
Shevin, get
That's
out
not
the
how
spanking
it works.
Bin.
That's not, I will
we've
not stand.
We've definitely talked
I
about
I will not stand.
We've definitely
I,
talked about
you
this.
You brought it up. You said, do
I
you have problems
you.
With
I
being
I rickrolled you
we
into
can't,
doing
it. We can't do this.
I cannot
we
be spanked
cannot
for that.
Do
I will not be spanked for that. Shevin, stay seated. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Can you finish?
Can't. Can what if finish, so? Wait, did we talk about this? What if someone said that during sex?
Can't finish. Can't finish. Can't finish. Can't.
Not gonna do it. Can I finish?
I'm not gonna do it. Come on, just do it. All right, well, if I do it, can I finish?
The whole time they're having sex is going, not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. And then right when he's ready, he goes,
can I finish? If someone were, if there was like, remember the Waboom guy?
Yeah, sure.
Unfortunately.
He was a guy on The Bachelor. If someone
What is that? I don't know.
It's this guy who would just be like, "Waboom!" And he was the worst.
It was his catchphrase. He would sell T-shirts saying "Waboom," and he was like, "Well, he's like, Waboom."
Ew. Was he the titular bachelor?
No, he was a contestant on The Bachelorette.
I see. He did not win.
No, he did not win.
How long did he last?
Pretty long.
Too long.
I would say he lasted like 6 episodes.
It was crazy how long he lasted.
6 episodes of Waboom.
Yeah.
It was hell.
But if someone acted like that, like how, say you were on the Bachelorette. I think this is a fun exercise to imagine yourself on The Bachelorette. Okay.
All those guys coming after me.
First of all, would you like
just the sexiest
would you like
guys.
Even 50% of the guys that are on The Bachelorette?
No, and we've talked about this, Scott. You need to get spanked. It's no, too many.
I'm not getting spanked, but what I'm trying to say is
said
how
I
long
would kick them all off immediately. I'd be alone in the first
how
episode.
Long how long would Waboom guy last?
1 millisecond. He would look at me and I go, "Get out of here." It's not happening.
Would he get to hey, what?
Get out of here.
My only goal
don't be on my leg
if I were to be
raining.
On The Bachelorette, I would be like, "You got to find 25 of the funniest, most interesting, cool people." That would be
who
so.
Who look like football players?
Who have abs of steel.
Who look like football
players. No, but it would just be
players.
Like.
They all look like football players.
I know.
Players.
I don't care what they look like. I want to have like the best time and then.
I would see. I
that would be so interesting.
If you weren't in, otherwise in, involved, I think that would be that would be a show
very
I would love
delicate.
To watch.
Yeah. Like real like people who actually might connect on a personality level.
I don't know if I would want to watch that.
I would watch Lauren do it. I'm not saying like
I,
in general.
But I don't
people.
Know. I feel like
you still wouldn't watch if it was me?
I don't want to see
please,
you on TV.
I need ratings.
I don't watch those shows, but I feel like a big part of their appeal is how horrible the people are, right?
Sort of, but I can. There are so many times watching these shows when it's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe they haven't had a deeper conversation than that at this point, and they're going to get married." Like,
yeah.
Watching The Bachelorette last night, I'm not giving anything away, but it's like one of the guys says like, "Oh, she's so deep. Like we've shared so much about our lives." And I was like, "If it's anything that I've seen,
yeah, don't you think they cut it out though?
Maybe, but I was like, nothing's been deep enough that like it really
because they can't
like,
set up the cameras.
Engaged.
All the time. I know we've talked about this.
No, but also I don't think that they actually share. I think the cameras are on most of the time when they're interacting with the guys.
But no, remember they eat off camera before they eat on
that's
camera?
That's private, I think. I don't think it's
yeah,
a
but
date.
That's what I'm saying is
private.
I
don't think they're together.
Oh, they eat separately?
I think
you didn't bring this up.
I think they arrived to the date having eaten.
They separate them and they and
I think
they
just eat before
no, but
they
these
go.
All-day dates. I'm saying that they eat first with the cameras off.
All-day dates.
Well, all day dates.
That was never days. Clear.
Paul, you just put on your jacket.
I did. I have to go.
Because we're talking about the
like
Bachelorette
this conversation.
Yeah, it made me uncomfortable.
Okay.
I don't know if it was. I guess it would be. I guess I would feel more invested if it was people whose personalities I enjoyed.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. I guess I would be more, but then I don't know if that would just make me more uncomfortable. The idea of them competing.
I think what
do you
would
know
be
what, I mean?
What would be interesting
it's more
is
hurtful.
If well, it, yeah,
because they have brains.
But that's the thing. Because it's also if it's people that are, if it's the type of people that are not usually the type of people that would be on one of these shows, why would they be on the show?
Right.
You know, to watch them compete. It's
what would
like,
be really interesting
I can't
is
wrap
if,
my brain around
if Lauren was on the show.
Yeah.
And then she got duped by one of these guys. Like, The Bachelorette always seems to get duped by someone who has ill intentions or is not there for the right reasons. It would be so interesting to see Lauren get duped by a guy.
Wait, this is a common thing on the show?
Yeah.
It's so
like,
mean.
Like, for weeks, there'll be someone.
What other reason
well,
would
like
they
to be on TV?
Because they want to be the next Bachelor or something.
Yeah.
They
want
to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
So
and then how is this revealed?
They have girlfriends back home who, like, suddenly come up and go, "What the fuck? He and I have been dating for
wait,
a
but
week.
Some of the women have handled that well.
Does the show know this or no?
Maybe.
Yes or no.
But I think it would be really interesting.
Does the show act like they knew it or do they act like they're surprised?
Surprise.
Okay. Yeah. But it would be really interesting to be a friend of yours and be watching at home going, "Lauren,
well,
you
think,
fell for
see,
this.
I
you
think,
fell for the Waboom guy. He's the Waboom guy in private and he's."
That's part of what it is when I'm watching the show is that I'm like, I think what I don't like is watching people fall in love. I think like I'm like, "Oh, I think I could talk to that guy at a party and like not hate him, but there's something about watching him fall for her that makes me
I
think
have
he's
to say,
a fucking idiot."
I feel so uncomfortable watching anyone kiss. I don't know
it's
how
weird.
Anyone does it.
You fast forward through it, don't you?
I actually do.
I know, but I feel like I was like, I brought up I fast one forward of through every day. Like, yeah. I don't watch that.
But I don't know how anyone ever gets together. Like the first moment where someone's like, come here.
Yeah. You know? Well, especially because you can't even flirt anymore.
I have had a conversation.
You know, it used to be. Oh,
I had a conversation like that with someone I was working with at one point who said, oh, it's so hard now because you like can't say anything. I was like, you know the difference between.
Everybody does.
It's just stupid.
Everybody does.
But I didn't really know everybody him, does. So I felt it kind of like I was like, no, I'm the feminist who came to set.
That fucking argument drives me crazy. It's like either you're lying, Paul, or you are a very dumb person. Have you ever, you have seen yourself kiss on screen, right?
Yeah.
That to me
is
the
weirdest. That is really weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. It doesn't feel real.
Seeing other people kiss, it looks like in a movie, like two attractive people in a major Hollywood motion picture, it's like, this is hot to see these hot people kissing. Then I see me and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, well, usually the people that I have to do it with are also, you know, friends of mine or friends because they're people like that.
Yeah,
you know, so it's been like Natasha Leggero or
that's weird.
Or Kulop's good friend, you know, like it's
Howard.
Howard, yes. The only stranger was Abigail Spencer from that time show or whatever. That was the only like stranger who we had to each eat a hot dog from opposite ends and then meet in the middle and kiss with the hot dog in our mouth.
So glad that show got canceled.
And she, what, her show? No, she was great because
her show.
Oh, my show. No, but she was great because she was like, we're bonded for life because of this weird thing we had to do. You know, it was very fun. Yeah, it was very fun. She made me feel comfortable about doing it, but I hate just like, I wrote this and you have to kiss me. It's gross.
It's very weird.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do a handful of gross ones that are like funny, and then I've had to do a handful of actual ones.
What were your actual ones? Pete Holmes?
Pete Holmes, John Cho.
When you kiss John Cho.
In something that no one will ever see.
Oh, that sounded like I was doing it.
Yeah, no. You were doing a little boy.
We do little voices. That wasn't. So what unfortunate timing.
We can cut it out.
What unfortunate timing.
Let's just cut it out. Say, let's get a clean John Cho.
John Cho.
When you kiss John Cho.
Oh, no. Paul, you can't not do it.
An Adult Swim thing.
Are you searching through your spank
Nick
bank right
Rutherford.
Now?
Nick a guy in some music video.
A guy in some – they might be judging.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the gross ones.
I just watched that for the first time.
We had to put fake spit in our mouths. It really bad.
What is fake spit?
It's some like glycerin thing. Yeah, and it was just disgusting. I don't know.
Glycerin.
There's actually been a bunch, and I actually always feel surprised that I'm ever in a situation. I just never assumed I'd have to do that.
Yeah.
That you always thought that you would get into acting and never have to kiss anyone?
Like, I would just be like,
Do you know what's funny? I've done a couple pilots. I've done a couple pilots where I played.
Come here.
You can't even do that anymore.
You can't even like try to kiss someone and they go in your face.
I've played like husbands a couple times in pilots, and I remember one where I had to kiss my wife, and it was the first time I had kissed a smoker after not being a smoker anymore.
Yeah.
And that was
so
weird.
Gross.
And then realizing like, oh, how many girls have I gone out with that
but
like,
there's
had to
something
do that.
About it where you kinda let it go. But
oh,
like,
yeah.
But it's, like
yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
I've dated two smokers.
Gross.
And it's always gross to start. But then I just think the human drive to do that shit just must be so intense that we just
– You just don't
all
care.
The gross yeah. shit, you just end up going like, who cares?
Yeah.
But then I played a husband another time where we didn't kiss. There was nothing written in there. But there was also – like there was a scene at the end where it was like
– Are we
– In
kiss?
Real life,
we would
kiss.
Kiss, yeah.
But then we were both kind of on the same page of like, we don't need – like, nobody's telling us to do it, so we're not going to do it.
Right.
But then I remember thinking, it's weird Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you were watching that, you'd be like, I don't know. But then I thought, would you miss it if it wasn't there?
Yeah.
You know, but it seemed, because I remember, like, spending a lot of time thinking, like, are they going to make us do this? I'm okay if we don't have to do it. But then after it was over, I was like, oh, we probably should have, because it seemed.
I think it is weird sometimes when you're in those roles and you don't have any physical.
Yeah. I also think it's weird when you're
if you're not making me do it. Okay.
When you're improvising and it comes up and you do it and it's
I've never done it in improv.
Improvising like in a script.
People do it on stage like so easily. And I'm like, I've never once been in a situation where that had to happen to me.
Did I tell you the story? I just want to ask about the first time I had to kiss on stage.
I don't think so.
I did.
You did tell that story.
About my creepy teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The guy who used everyone as dolls. Like, you get up here and show him I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
But what were you just saying?
Oh, that the kissing during improv.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so and on screen.
I always find it like, because the moment is there and you know you should and you know you would as the person.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like usually, like Janet Varney, I think, was in something and we were just like, we're supposed to be walking down the street arm in arm and having a good time and we're married. And it's like at that point where you're like, well, we would, okay. And it's just.
But it is like the kind of thing where I think it's difficult with improv because part of what makes it easier as an actor is like talking about it beforehand and knowing it's going to happen and being like, okay, then we'll kiss, then we'll do that.
You know? Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
But I find that when it...
We'll do that.
So what I mean is fingering.
Oh, les poissons.
Too far.
Butt play.
Whoa. Look, we have to take a break on butt play.
That's not fair.
We'll be right back.
Let's take a break on butt
play. Let's take a butt pause.
Butt pause. All right, we'll be right back.
Just in and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Great.
I don't have a feature. My name is Woman.
I have a feature. My name's Sean Cho.
All right. This comes to us from JT.
Justin Timberlake.
Twitter handle is Bet the Turner. Don't know what that means.
Don't know.
Me and my wife.
My wife says Borat.
Speak and spell.
Borat says
my wife. Me and my wife play pitch a sit song.
Pitch a sit song. It's time to play pitch a sit song.
One gives the name of a song and the other pitches a TV show based on the name of the song. Now, I'm going to assume these are popular songs.
Yes.
So you take popular songs that we all know the titles to, and then you make up a sitcom just based on that title. Just then somebody.
A little wrinkle at the end.
Somebody calling themselves Certified Huel Boy, Johnny Briars, says, I like this. Thanks. And the reverse, someone invents the sitcom and someone has to sing the theme song. Well, guess what? I don't like that, but.
But here's the new wrinkle that we decided we would do.
New rank. So you take a song. You take a song title. You take a song title. You have to make up a sitcom about it. Then
come up with a theme song for the sitcom.
Then
I think the
person who came up who pitched the song title then has to come up with the theme song to the sitcom that the other person has invented.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Again, I'm an interesting guy.
Okay. So we first start with a song that exists.
Yeah. And you know
what? I'm sorry. Kevin, will you play the speech music? I just want to say thank you to the listeners for submitting these feature ideas. Okay, that's the end of my speech.
Okay, good speech.
Really quick, I have something to say. Can I have speech
music? You want the speech music too? Just Shevin, play that speech music or you're going in the trash.
I also really want to thank everyone who sent in suggestions because they're really helpful for us and Shevin. All right, thanks.
All right, who's going to come up with this song?
Okay, so do you play a song or you just say a song?
No, you just say the song.
Okay, so the song is Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay, and you're looking at me, so yeah. I guess I'm going to pitch it. Okay. Okay, here's my... Hi, guys. Thank you so much for seeing me.
Sure.
And for the tiny water. Really appreciate it.
Did you need a tinier water? We have smaller ones.
It's just a cap with water, and you lick it.
Like a little cat?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'd love that.
You have to say meow, meow. Here you go.
Okay, meow, 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 meow. Thank you so much. I'm here to pitch a show. It's a half-hour multicam. Like, the more cameras, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
Multiple cameras?
Yeah, so 100 cameras.
100. Oh, that's a...
Just all right.
Sort of Matrix
more
style.
More than we usually do.
They're all in a circle.
But will this sitcom feature
we
want to
do
time?
Bullet time, yes, all right. Of course.
Okay.
This is a show called Smells Like Teen Spirit. Okay, and it's about a detective who...
his name is Smells.
It strangely enough is. And it's Detective Smells. And
he doesn't know how to conjugate.
We're already...
I can work with that. He has no idea how to conjugate. Smells like teen spirit.
It smells like comma.
Smells.
I thought it was smells like teen spirit.
No. It smells.
Is conjugate used properly in that context?
It smells like someone else named teen spirit?
No, anytime like he introduces spirit. Himself, someone says, oh, smells like teen spirit.
Got it. And why?
Because he's introducing himself as Detective Smells, and they're like, what is that, Snells? Spells? They don't know what it is. He says, no, Smells. And they go, oh, Smells, like teen spirit.
Got it.
Okay.
And so what's it about?
It's about a detective who, when he gets to a crime scene, he's blind, he's deaf.
But he's not until he gets to the crime scene.
Yeah, once he gets to the crime scene, he basically knows he's at a crime scene when suddenly the lights go out.
Right.
His fingertips.
He says, who turned out the lights? He says, who turned off the sound?
His fingerprints have been shorn off and he has no feeling in his fingers.
He says, who took away the feeling?
Yep. And all he can do to solve these crimes is to smell the various bodily things that are out there, the blood, the piss, the shit that come.
But I want to know what's the theme song. God.
So every crime involves these bodily fluids.
Yes,
Philip,
of course.
I love it.
So you have to...
Philippa, I love it too.
I just want to know what's the theme song.
Well, you're the one who wrote it, so go ahead.
I thought Philip wrote it.
Well, I guess we could do it
that way. I think
we
wrote it together.
Yeah. Okay.
What is this theme song?
Smells.
Once in your life, you gotta grab life by the horns.
Smells. Once in your life, you gotta grab life by the Bjorn.
Smells. Once in your life, you gotta investigate a crime scene by
smells.
Once in your life, you gotta investigate a crime scene by the Dells.
Smells.
In Wisconsin.
Smells.
We'll buy it.
Yay, I'm rich. Great. All right. Now I do a song.
You tell him a song.
Okay. It is a song by the name of...
I'm already dreading when I have to come up with a song.
I know! Why can't I think of any song? Hold on, I'm going to go into my iTunes. That's the perfect solution! Go into my iTunes! Okay, this is a song called The... Sun Always Shines on TV.
Really?
Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
No. Who sings it?
Aha.
Aha. Guess no does not mean no.
Whoa, Paul. Wow, the Me Too movement is caught up with you. Do we have that drop? Cut that out.
Do we have that drop?
Paul F. saying no does not mean no.
All right.
Hi, what was it? What welcome.
Was it? Hi.
The sun always shines on
TV. Hi, welcome. So, okay.
So we're in a bit of a rush.
We're a bit of a rush. I'm his assistant, and he has somewhere to be. So yeah. I just wanted to be very clear that you need to get in and out as fast as you can. I'm now taking pitches as well, just as a test. Okay. So I'm here.
All right. Will you validate my parking?
Yes, I will, but I'll do it at the end. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah.
We want to see if this is a good pitch before we
thank you.
To
sure, yes. I understand that. You know, and I think you will not be sorry.
Hmm. Interesting.
Thank you for meeting with me. I understand you have a limited amount of time, so I will make this brief. People who watch TV like to be reminded that they are watching TV. They also like.
How do you know this?
I think that's true.
Is there research or?
My personal research. I like to watch TV.
Oh, and I like so
being
I.
reminded of it.
So do
right?
I.
Right?
We so all do. I love it.
I love the stuff.
I love this.
Can't get enough.
People also like nice weather. This, I think, is a very common.
So you're pitching us
fact.
The Weather Channel?
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. We'll buy it.
It just got sold. We need a new one.
The new Weather Channel.
I'm glad you like that aspect
Weather Channel
of it
2.0.
Because there's a lot of Weather Channel-y stuff going
good.
On here.
Good.
Here's what else people like. They like stories about themselves.
Okay.
So.
Great. So three things. They love to be reminded they're watching TV.
Yes.
They love weather-related things.
That's
and
right.
They love stories
nice
about
weather.
Themselves.
They love nice weather.
Nice weather.
So.
Okay.
This is the first second-person television show.
Oh, okay. So second person as in you're walking down the street and you think that this is – that's second person in literary, right?
Isn't yes.
It? Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go there, ahead.
I'm sorry. Are you talking down to him?
No, I'm agreeing
just
with him.
Just the way your face was
I'm
kind of taking him in.
Yeah.
Seemed a little judgmental.
I just can't believe I'm here is all.
Kick him out.
So if I look incredulous.
I need to get the fuck out of here.
get the fuck out of here.
And button up the back of your pants, by the way. What is this? Are you an old grandpa from a Western? You got your red onesie pajamas with your button
you're wearing
flaps
a pot
open.
On your head?
I was told to wear a union. I was told to dress like Johnny Appleseed for this bitch.
Okay, you're right. We shouldn't be giving you
a hard time. Did you just call me a bitch?
No, he said bitch.
You were told to wear Wasagan?
I was told, dress like Johnny Appleseed for this bitch.
Okay. Continue. We'll see where it goes.
So I like the way you're talking to her, so go ahead.
Yes.
And so just to be clear, we've all lost track of what you were talking about before.
It's the first second person television show. So every thing that happens on the screen is addressed directly to the viewer.
So everyone's looking into the camera. All the other
yes,
actors
exactly.
Looking into the
no
camera.
There's no fourth wall.
There's none taken.
So second person, no fourth wall. Now what about first and third?
Yeah. Are there the first walls and the third walls?
Who? I don't know.
Third base.
So what happens is you're watching a TV show.
Yep.
The characters in the show say, thank you for watching the TV show.
Got it.
It's a nice day out. Do you want to see?
Got it.
That's
the
great.
Camera swings around. We see
we
the
see
sunny
the nice
outside.
Day. Great.
Swing back.
Love
the person
it.
Says, it's always like this here.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
and there's
we're
jokes
running
in
out of
it.
Time. So
no jokes.
Just, no jokes radio.
We wanted to pitch you a theme song for it because we love it.
Yeah, because we love it. We're not going to buy it. We're not going to buy it, but we do want to sing you a song.
Well,
that we
how about this? If I buy the song,
yes.
Will you buy the show?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good trade.
As long
yeah.
as it costs the exact same amount.
Yeah.
All right. Dazzle
all right,
me.
Here we go. The sun is out. I'm talking to you.
The sun is out.
I'm talking at you.
The sun always shines on TV.
The sun always shines on TV. But in real life, the sun don't shine till I bend my ass over.
Well, what do you think?
Get the fuck out of your office.
Bye-bye. Great. All right, Paul, it's your turn to come up with a song.
Oh, I forgot already.
Yeah, look in your iTunes.
It could be anything in the world.
It could be literally anything.
Should it be new rules?
Oh.
No.
Kevin?
Okay.
Shut don't bring that this Hollywood isn't handbook shit oh, to this show.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, Kevin.
Okay. The song is Stairway to Heaven.
Hey, thank you so much, gentlemen, for meeting with me.
Hi. So great to meet you. What's your name?
I'm a woman.
I said gentleman. I'm so sorry. I was only directing him. I didn't see you hiding behind him.
I'm a hiding woman.
So, Mr. and ma'am, thank you
Mrs.
so much.
Mr. and Mrs.
We're married.
Mr. and Mrs. Grundlesnatch, I'm thank so you. Thankful for this opportunity. My name, of course, is Piz.
Hello, Piz.
Of course it is, Piz.
I mean, of course, because I'm sure you got an email explaining my...
Oh, we know everything about you, Piz.
We know everything about
you. So you know that I started the first roller coaster company in mm-hmm. America.
That's don't right. Piz on my don't head and say it's raining.
You're a child prodigy.
Yeah, I did that when I was 20.
That's right.
But actually 30.
Well, that's not true, but I won't really get into all of that
okay.
with you now.
Got it.
Okay, we'll
got
just
it.
Test you with some references.
Okay, so... My show that I want to pitch you, I'm getting into TV now.
Pidge?
We do call it a soft pidge.
Are you soft?
May I
feel you? Let me feel your dick.
May I feel you?
Very soft.
Yeah.
That was you feeling?
I have a wet hand.
A coarse lotion on it.
A coarse lotion.
Wet hand,
with
dry
like
heart.
Microbeads?
Yeah, and that really sloughs off a lot of the dead skin, making it very soft.
Bad for the environment.
Yeah, it's those beads that don't go away.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
Pidget.
Okay, so the idea is a show called Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
Religious.
Actually not.
Oh.
So I think intriguing. It's a show about people who all are atheists.
Okay.
Who, when they die, they realize because they don't believe in God, they have to climb all the stairs to get to heaven.
Instead of just
instead
going
of being
right
taken
up. Sure.
And so along the way, they reach.
So the only difference in trying to be in... make a difference here on Earth is you have to climb a few stairs to get to heaven?
Well, if I may, I'm sure it's more than a few, right, Piz?
Well, that's the thing. It's Piz. But Piz. It's a Piz that I'm making. There are hundreds and thousands of stairs. Oh. So, of course, episodes galore because on every few stairs is a whole new level.
So 100,000 episodes?
Could be. I would say probably do that by a fifth because—
I think we can only make like 10.
So, okay.
Total?
10?
Yeah.
So that's great. So I'll just have it be
one episode per season. No, 10 episodes of one.
Oh, 10 seasons.
10 seasons of one episode.
Okay, yeah, so sure. It's very similar to Lost in that everyone's kind of struggling with their own stuff. Mm-hmm. And as you climb the stairs, there's different sort of platforms of existence. And they're all struggling to battle their inner demons in order to get up to heaven.
What about literal demons? Are they battling those?
And of course, sometimes there are literal demons that will jump out and attack. It's very similar
where
to
they
how
jumping
you
out
jumped
from?
Out from behind their husbands.
Okay.
Are there angels or angels in this?
Oh, you Hispanic?
No.
I am.
Oh, okay. There are
Olé!
There are angels and angels. So
both.
Well, I want to shoot it in both Spanish and English and play the Spanish in Spanish-speaking countries.
Are there okay. any skeletons like in Coco?
Why don't you reverse that? Play the English in Spanish-speaking countries and vice versa.
Well, because people wouldn't really understand it as
exactly.
easily.
Oh, they so have to do a little research.
Okay. I think it's great. So would you guys want to buy it?
Did we get to the end?
At the end, everyone gets to heaven, and it's clear. It's going to be very clear what the whole allegory was, in that it's very blatant that it is just climbing the stairs to heaven because you do not believe
do
in
not
God.
Do not believe in God, yes, okay. That's what I thought.
Okay, thank God. Well,
all right. Well,
I don't know that I want to buy it, but I definitely want to sing it.
I want to sing about it.
There's a lady who knows. No, let's sing the real song.
Please, because I can't get the rights to that song, and I can get the rights to the title, but it just needs to be a different song.
Okay,
all
here
right,
we go.
I'll start. This is a beautiful duet.
Here we go.
And I'll start it.
Great.
I never thought that I could believe in anything.
I never thought that I would ever see an on has wings.
I never thought that I could afford a piano for my home.
But I bought a piano, and you can buy one too. Come on over to my piano store. It's...
We got pianos for you.
Pianos for two.
Pianos for Jews.
Please buy pianos from us. We're the Piano Brothers, and we have pianos for you. Pianos, pianos, pianos for you.
What do you think?
Did I say piano at some point? Because I don't remember saying
Did we
piano.
Make you upset, Mommy?
I just don't remember saying
Mommy, were we bad?
Okay. Piz, Piz.
Piz, were we bad?
I thought your name was short for Pizziano.
No, it's short for Pizzazz.
Oh, sorry.
I guess, do you want to buy my show?
No.
No. We want to be singers.
Is that obvious?
Okay. You can.
And we want to sell pianos to Jews.
That's so specific.
Well. Get out. Get out.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs., do you want to see your next?
Yes, yes, please.
Send her in, please.
Send her in. Or him.
It's a man.
Okay, send him in.
Oh, that was too close.
Thank
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
Were you just crying laughing or were you having sex?
A little bit of both, if I'm honest.
I want to
Thanks for hiding behind me while we did that, by the way.
Of course.
I want to ask you for something special.
Sure. Yes, please. Yeah, whatever you want. Whatever you want, sir. You seem like a trustworthy
yes,
soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What is it?
I am doing a surprise party, and I need a good song about everything good.
Hey, where are you from?
Yeah, is that...
Hawaii.
You're very...
Do you have any parties?
I have parties. Sing a song about having parties, please. Please sing a song about having parties.
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 When the party begins.
It seems like it'll be fun. Oh, a party. Parties
are fun. I brought some
fun.
Gin and some tonic for you.
I only brought tonic, but that's okay because some people don't drink. Some people don't drink. They stink. The people
hey,
who
what's
don't
this
drink.
In your living room? Is it a grand piano? I'm super psyched.
Can we sell you a piano?
A new piano makes a room sing.
Pianos, pianos, we want to sell pianos. Pianos, pianos for you.
That was perfect for me.
Okay, that's all the time we have.
Wow.
Wow.
Listen, I want to say I had a good time, I had a great time, and I had a grand time.
Piano time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very
Please,
thankful
piano, don't hurt him.
That, you know, we talked about stuff that made sense for a full hour.
Do you want your theme song?
Yeah.
You want to make a speech?
I just really appreciate what we've all done. The way that we all come to this table, honest, bare, willing to share, it's so great.
You are nude.
Yeah, I'm bare and ready to share.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye.
I got it, Sam. I'm to myself.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.